Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you heard it from CBS and from Laura Oakes at the top of the hour. I am impressed that Hennepin County has charged an ICE agent. Good for Mary Moriarty. Good for Hennepin County. I'm not saying whether or not this ICE agent is guilty, but I sure am glad that the Hennepin County Attorney's Office has charged this agent. And what an absolute load of crap as far as the effort that it took. We should all be embarrassed of the way the federal government obstructed this investigation from day one. Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason, 651-461-9226. The Hennepin County Attorney has charged not in the two deaths that happened in Minneapolis, but in the case that maybe is, I mean, obviously nothing is more outrageous than the taking of another human's life. This case, though, so outrageous that even the federal government admitted that they were putting this ICE agent on leave because it looked like he completely lied about what happened. This is the case. Remember the case where an ICE agent said he was being attacked by a snow shovel and a broom? And it turned out that the city of Minneapolis had a surveillance camera right in that area. Reading the criminal complaint here, just as a reminder to me that the people who continue to try to defend the actions of the ICE agents in Minnesota by blaming protesters, by blaming the mayor and the governor, there's one place to blame. And it's ICE agents who are acting as if they were above the law rather than they were there to enforce the law. And reading through this document, it reminds me that that is what people were protesting against. That is what made people upset, this feeling that a supposed law enforcement agency was coming into our community and just doing whatever the hell they wanted. It is not the way that our county sheriffs would act. It's not the way that our state patrol would act. They just wouldn't. In this case, Hennepin County attorney is saying Christian Castro, 52 years old, nationwide arrest warrant for him. Because this guy shot into a house trying to shoot Julio Sosa Solis. This was January 14th. This was, I remember seeing local news reports where you saw the gunshot in the house. This guy was initially charged with assaulting a federal officer. Christy Noem accused him of an act of attempted murder. And the charges were dropped, and a federal judge said that these federal agents made all this stuff up. Law enforcement agents are not, should not be above the law. And that includes ICE agents. I am glad that this agent was charged because it does show that the law still matters. The law still matters. Now, will this guy ever face any justice? We're going to talk to Joe Tamburino about that in our next hour, because I don't know if you really have much of a chance of going after a federal law enforcement agent in Hennepin County court. But I just reject those of you. And look, let me give you my overall belief on this. My overall belief is that there should be a high level of deference to law enforcement agents who are doing their job. And I reject the idea that whenever something goes wrong during a law enforcement, you know, a justified pursuit, an investigation, an interaction that goes wrong, my bias is in favor of the law enforcement officer. We have paid these folks to do a job to protect us. And screwing up on the job, to me, doesn't mean you get hit with an attempted murder charge. There needs to be some middle ground on these cases, my view. And when you lie about what happened, when you repeatedly lie about what happened, when what you did was so egregious as the facts that we know them in this case indicate it is, yeah, you should be charged. You should face the music. I don't think overall, today, 2026, law enforcement officers have to worry every day when they do their job that they're going to get charged with murder. I think the pendulum has swung back to reality a little bit. I think there was a stretch post the murder, and yes, I said murder, of George Floyd, where there was political hay to be made by going after law enforcement officers. Today, I don't know. I don't think it's the same as it was then. And so I do think the county attorney in Hennepin County, now she's not running again. What does she care? But I'm glad she did it. 651-461-9226. Are you with me, or do you think I'm off my rocker? Texter says, sure, Mary Moriarty will charge a federal ICE agent doing his job, but she won't charge all the true criminals out there. The county is an absolute joke. She is, too. So I guess I would ask the texter, like, and I have plenty of disagreement about the fact that the county attorney here has been, I think, more interested in helping those accused of crimes than prosecuting people who have been committed, who have committed crimes. I think, generally speaking, you could say that this office is more interested in providing a form of social justice, if you wanted a broad critique. But for me, if you want to get down to the nitty gritty, like, I would like to see tougher prosecutions in a time when crime is above what our norm is. At the same time, I don't see anybody else really doing much to try to prevent things like car theft or juvenile crime. And while the proportion of effort spent on these things I don't always agree with, when's the last time you saw anyone in elected office do anything to actually try to prevent crime? We're pretty good at arresting people when they commit it. We're, you know, so-so at locking people up. We're not real good at preventing it. And so she's tried to do that with car thefts, with juvenile crime. But we look at individual cases. We don't look at the overall, oh, like, she's soft. I don't know. Texter says, if somebody wants those committing crimes prosecuted, this agent, ICE agent, qualify. That's what I think. I think it unquestionably qualifies. Benjamin says, the federal government has been an embarrassment for a while now. And Frank says, how come we haven't had the killers of Alex Pretty and Renee Good charged? We'll see if there are charges on those. I'm curious what you guys think. I do believe that those cases are both more difficult. They are both more difficult than this one. The Alex Pretty case, I think, is there's a better shot you would have in filing charges there. But when you watch that unfold in real time, that does come closer to my sort of bias of saying this was bungled and very poorly done. Mm. And I'm not sure to me it rises to the level of a typical crime, a attempted murder, a murder, an assault, a reckless homicide, any of those. To me, I'm not sure that I'm there. I'm not there. But again, the federal government didn't even help. Mary Moriarty had to go through a full investigative process to even figure out who this ICE agent was. Outrageous. Marty, stay on the line. We'll get to you in just a second. Text coming in as well at 651-461-9226. Drive time back in a minute.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And, in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Just this afternoon, prosecutors in Hennepin County and Minneapolis charged a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent in a shooting of a man in North Minneapolis. This turned out to be a case of mistaken identity, followed by a number of lies. And this isn't me saying it. This isn't just Mary Moriarty saying it. This also was a Trump administration official who is saying there's a chance this guy's going to be charged with perjury. False police report is what the charge is in Hennepin County, falsely reporting a crime, along with four counts of second degree assault with a deadly weapon. I am glad that Mary Moriarty and the State Bureau of Criminal Apprehension dedicated the time and the effort that they had to dedicate to this because the Trump administration would not cooperate with the investigation. Outrageous. Outrageous. 651-461-9226. Marty is in Albert Lee. Marty, thanks for listening and for calling. You're on CCO. What do you think about all this?
But Jason, I'm right there with you. You know, I've called in before. We're pretty close on this. Law enforcement, I have a brother that's in the sheriff's department. Law enforcement needs to be held to a higher state of consciousness and a higher accountability when they break the law. Because when law enforcement breaks the law like this, they make the job that much harder for law enforcement that is doing their job correctly. Yeah. And as we know, this is just wrong on so many levels. This guy should never be able to hold a position authority or law enforcement again in his life for abusing that privilege.
Yeah, and you raise a point that I think is critical, Marty, that I really believe that 95 to 99% of law enforcement officers do an incredible job day in and day out. And I do think we need to have I don't like this more recent development that if you screw up on the job, it's criminal charges or nothing. I feel like there has to be some other sort of discipline because you run the risk that nobody wants to be a cop. If you worry that you screw up on the job, now you're going to prison for 10 years. That said, like sometimes it's so egregious that you have to be held to that higher level of account lest you embarrass and besmirch the good reputation of everybody else who's trying to do things right.
Agreed.
Thanks, Marty. Appreciate the call. Lots of texts coming in. Jason, I've nearly always been disappointed in Mary Moriarty's job performance, but she got it right this time, says a texter. Jason, you're right on. The charges brought against the officer should have been done much sooner, but no time like the present. The ice under Kristi Noem was a disaster. Dangerous time. Cops don't have complete immunity, nor do ICE agents, says another texter. The Trump administration tried to tell them that they do. Now, I do think that people should not take this case as like, okay, now when are we going to get, when are we going to get the ICE agent who killed Renee Good? And when are we going to get the ICE agent who killed Alex Pretty? Both of those cases are going to be much more difficult to prove in a case, in a court of law. I just think they are. They happened quickly. I go back and forth. I can convince myself on either of those cases that the ICE agent should be charged. What I think as a citizen and a voter you should be most concerned about is the fact that the federal government, not only did they come into our community and act like thugs on the street, then they shut down the investigation of it. How do you defend that? How do you stand up and say, yes, that is exactly what should have happened? How do you defend it? You cannot defend it. Now, I'm sitting here saying I'm not sure that the agents involved in the shooting of Renee Good and Alex Pretty should be charged. I'm not sure. But I am sure that you should have had a full and complete investigation. And if the federal government gave a rip about justice and fairness and the law and their reputation, they would have conducted an investigation and invited the state to join them the way that it's always been done.
So basically what you're saying is this could have been done and still can be done the easy way, but because, like you said at the beginning of the show, it shouldn't have taken this long to get to from A to B with one investigation, let alone numerous, but because, you know, people like Mary Moriarty and others are having to really dig a lot of deep holes in different places to try and find evidence and trying to find, you know, the full story. This is kind of the ramifications and the consequences of, you know, shutting out the state level enforcement when it comes to this.
There just should have been a full investigation. Yeah. Now, there are those who will defend the ICE agents and say that they were doing their job. And I'm not convicting this guy. I'm saying there is enough evidence for me to say this should go to a trial. Mm. We'll see what a judge thinks. I'm just a radio host.
Yeah.
One of our frequent conservative commentators on our YouTube channel with a username that I cannot say says, well, this is a shock. Jason giving kudos to an embarrassment of a lame duck's county attorney and the most unqualified and crooked attorney general in our state's history. Castro is a hero along with the other two agents. It takes an impressive amount of delusion to look at what this ICE agent is accused of doing and say that he's a hero. It is possible that this agent has been a hero in other parts of his career, in other parts of his job. I don't know. I am saying, are you a hero when you claim that you were beaten by a shovel and a broom? You go to a hospital in Cambridge, have a full medical workup, which found nothing but a bruise on your thumb. Oh, you were hitting the head. Really? Really? And then there's video evidence that shows every version of your story was a lie. Real hero. Real. That's not heroic.
Not necessarily the shooting. It's the lying and trying to backtrack following said event.
That makes it
not much worse.
Look, if you came forward and said, man, things were chaotic. Mm-hmm. We, you know, It just got a little out of control.
Let the investigation play out and see what happens, but don't double down on it. And then...
By the way, the evidence is that the Minneapolis man here, Julio Sosa Solis, that he was running into a house when they shot at him, which is also against any sort of good police procedure. Mm-hmm. This guy had no weapon. He was not a threat. And in fact, he was not the guy that they thought they were looking for.
Yeah, so much for the worst of the worst.
Yeah. Just the whole thing was a debacle. It didn't have to be. You could have done it the Tom Holman way from the beginning. Mm. And today, if we did things the way Tom Holman wanted to do it, not the Christy Noem, Greg Bovino way, if we did it the Holman way, I think we would be having much different conversations here. Then the idea that, oh, citizens were intervening in law enforcement work. Yeah, I'd be much more sympathetic to that viewpoint. That's where I was leaning at the beginning of this process until we saw what those ICE agents were doing. And how did we see it? Because of citizens who were being annoying, but they were documenting it. And they showed us and they showed the country and the world this out of control federal force that left Minnesota because people stood up.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.